Current law gives the governor final say on whether to okay an off-reservation compact once it's been approved by the federal government. A plan being revived by Assembly Republicans would add one more step and give state lawmakers a seat at the bargaining table. The Forest County Potawatomi Tribe's Attorney General Jeff Crawford said at a public hearing that he thinks that's a good idea. The Potawatomi operates the state's largest casino off-reservation in Milwaukee.
Wisconsin's current law is not fair. A governor, past, current, or future, should not be burdened with being the sole decision maker without any input from the legislature.
Crawford says this plan would let lawmakers consider factors like how an off-reservation casino would affect local economies. For example, the Potawatomi say allowing another off-reservation casino in nearby Kenosha would hurt poor communities in Milwaukee. But critics of this plan say it's less about fairness than it is about helping the Potawatomi fend off competition. Joseph Hunt is the PR director for the Bad River and St. Croix Chippewa tribes, who want to build an off-reservation casino in Beloit. Hunt called the Potawatomi's claims disingenuous.
They have an off-reservation casino. They did it without legislative oversight, and now they're here saying, but it would really be bad if anybody else did it.
The rules on approving compacts won't likely change anytime soon. This measure faces a tough road ahead in the Democratic-controlled Senate and is nearly identical to a bill the governor vetoed last session. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.